Hello everyone, welcome to Combox, the game lives on. I'm your host Varun Albakan and I'm joined by Jared Kimber and Shahan Ahmed Khan. And today's Quick Picks is on the 2010s ODI team. It's the era Shahan and I grew up with, I think, so it's only fair both of us are here for this one. I think it's a team of 12, at least for now, if we feel like it will extend it, as we always do with Quick Picks. So today's order is, this episode's order is me, Shahan, and then Jared. So gentlemen, any thoughts on the 2010s, any ideas for you guys before we begin?
I probably covered all this and won't remember any of it.
To be fair, I watched a lot of it. I don't remember any of it. So,
You grew up watching this entire decade.
So I'll start us off. I'll go with Abraham Benjamin de Villiers.
That's good.
He's quite good at cricket.
Pretty good. Some might say good at many other things. Like, there's that famous meme where he's like played all these sports and then later on he only comes and dispels the myths where, no guys, I didn't play all these sports at that level. We were talking about this yesterday, but yeah, he has to be in.
So I think he averages over 60, striking at 110.
Yeah, it's a ridiculous record in this ticket for him.
Yeah.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, it just that whole period is, yeah.
It's one of the craziest.
I think sometimes when people say, oh, other guys are better, it's just like, just go and look at a highlight or look at a stat and then come back with that.
6,410 64 from 2010 to 2019.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's insane. Number four, sorry. Yes, Sean, you're right.
Yeah, number four he is. Yeah. All right, then I have the next pick. Mm-hmm. I'll go with Virat Kohli. We'll have our number three and... Both the RCB guys are in, and I don't think that needs much of an explanation. 11,000 runs, average of 61, strike rate of 94, 42 one-day hundreds. I mean, you can just keep slicing and dicing it however you want, but 2010s was when we saw the best of him in one-day cricket.
Yeah, I highly recommend having two of the greatest batters to start of any cricket team. So,
indeed.
Yeah, but it's kind of insane.
This seems, 100%. I will go Stark at number three.
I like that. Yeah.
You mean as the third pick, right? Not batting at number three.
Both. Okay. And then at number four, I'm going to go Shakib Al-Hassan.
Oh,
that is a good pick, Jared.
Nicely done.
I think he's one of the most underrated ODI players. He averages period. Yeah. He averages 38 with the bat with 500s.
Yeah.
And he averages 30 with the ball.
Correct.
I mean, he's literally an efficiency monster. I think he's good enough to bat at what, five or six probably
five
in this
maybe?
Team without there being too much.
Five or six.
This just depends on which order you want to go in. I think if he wasn't from Bangladesh, people would never stop fucking going on about him, right?
Yeah. And the 2019 World Cup, Jared. I mean, he had that all-timer run and it sort of gets forgotten because of what Ben Stokes did and then all the other players, like all the other bigger names dominating.
Some Kane Williamson, one of the whole people. They felt like a consolation prize. They're like, hey, you guys lost on one of the most heartbreaking finals ever. Just take a player of the tournament.
To be fair, he did carry them quite hard in that World Cup. Yeah. And then even Rohit had that great World Cup 500.
I mean, but you could have sold a Shakib, didn't he?
I think Shakib deserved it, right? But I think they didn't go with the players. Did they not go with the players who haven't qualified for the semis? I don't know. I don't know how it works, but he should have been in.
Such a daft idea, that's what they did.
Insane tournament that he had. He absolutely deserved it.
Also, we were discussing before we did the video that there is no all-rounders in this 2010. That's probably the one flaw with this decade. It's like he's by some distance the best all-rounder, isn't he?
He is.
It's not even close, is it? I'm trying to think who would be the second best. Is it maybe Watson?
Watson has to be up
but
there.
He stops bowling at
Watson
some point.
Watson doesn't even...
He stops bowling after 2013 or something.
I mean, Faulkner, if you pretend that... But he only plays like 4 years.
Like, Hardik can't bowl in this decade.
Stokes Kevin was O'Brien. Quite expensive with the ball.
I mean, Hafiz?
What do you guys think? Stokes?
It can't be Stokes. Yeah. I don't think it can be Bravo either, can it? Maybe Bravo, if you have Shakib in the side, maybe you have Bravo at 7 or 8.
What do you guys think of Afridi?
Like, stock your batting, but it's... The point being is... I think you can all already hear. We've already gone through a lot of names.
Yeah. But Shakib, makes sense.
Yeah. Shahan, it's you?
No, it's my pick then. I think I should pick this player before Jared has some ideas and he tries his best to sneak him out of this team because we know about his opinions on this matter and everything. So I will go with a safe pick. I will go with a popular opinion pick and go with Rohit Sharma as my opener.
Yes.
Well, did you think I wouldn't pick
him? I genuinely thought there was a good chance you wouldn't pick him. Yeah. I know how you feel about it.
I mean, he's fine. Let's just have a look. Is his record? His record slightly better than the other? I mean, there's one better opener than Rohit Sharma, though, isn't there? I mean, we're not.
Is there? As an opener, I don't know. Who are you talking about?
I think I know who Jared is talking about. It could be actually.
I think there's another one who's basically the same level, and there's another one who's better. I wouldn't pick Rohit first as my openers.
No, I think that's why I've gone with Rohit.
Especially in that period. Later period, I might, but not in that period.
I think that's fair. So is it me now?
The correct answer is Shai Hope, and you all know it.
Of course.
Of course.
I can't wait for us to get Jonathan Trott into this side, by the way. But...
Starting at five.
I'll go with the wicketkeeper batter first. I'll take Joss Butler.
Yeah, I had him.
I think he's the best batter. So MS Dhoni fans will be upset, and you deserve to be upset if you're defending 2010's Dhoni. I think he's okay from till 2015. I think he's good, but the 2016
so he averages,
was so bad for Dhoni.
He averages 50 at a strike rate of 85, yeah? Mm-hmm. And Butler is averaging 40 at a strike rate of 119.
Yeah, 120 almost, yeah.
So it's really depending on what kind of player you want in it. We might need a little bit more batting if you go with someone like Butler, but yeah, it's hard to argue that Butler doesn't deserve to be in that.
He's good till 2015. He's so dog shit from 2016 to 2019 though.
It really
pulls it down. It's like what Saurabh does with KL Rahul, where it's like the 2019 is so bad. Like it undoes everything in 2018. That's the way I feel about Dhoni, where it's like that late career Dhoni was so awful. Yeah.
That is true. We've both witnessed that quite. I mean, all three of us have witnessed that with our own eyes. So I don't think we can forget that. Especially given the reputation he had early in that decade, right? Of being the power hitter, the man who would hit sixes and everything. Like, I know he had the same approach of taking it deep, and you guys have discussed it in detail, but he would hit lots of sixes, and I think the boundaries just started drying up in international cricket for him.
Yeah, also, morally, I can't pick a finishing anchor.
Makes sense.
Where is his record? What am I looking for? I'm just trying to find his record for this decade. I'll just go for, again, a bit of a biased pick. I'll take Jasprit Bumrah.
Ooh, good one. I wanted him in, but I was a bit unsure about where he fits in exactly. I don't mind him as a pick, it's a good pick.
I think I like him because I think he pairs up nicely with Stark because both of them can both take the new ball and bowl at the death. Or if you want to, there's another.
Are you worried about the fact he didn't play that many
games?
That's
what my issue was.
I think he's played enough for me to like him, but I think he's really good. The profile is so rare though, isn't it? I'm very biased towards Bumrah as well. That's the issue.
Yeah, we don't get many death bowlers of his quality. I think that's one of the other factors. Yeah. Even if you look at the all-time, the whole 2010s decade, he's one of the better death bowlers.
The issue is, if you're not picking him for 2010s, you can't pick him in any other decade because he plays he takes twice as many wickets in 2010s as he has in this decade.
He's a very World Cup bowler, is he not? He'll be there. India will make him turn up for the 50-over World Cup, and there he will have. He's had two great ones already, but he doesn't play all the other series as much.
Even in that era, I'd imagine he's the best death bowler. So
he's
taken 103 wickets in 58 games, bowling average of 21.88, economy of 4.49. More than happy with that. I think we need one of those in this team.
Yeah. I think he would.
Yeah, what's our team so far?
So we have Rohit opening, Virat at 3, AB at 4. I have Shakib at 5 for now, but we can move him around. Butler at 6. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have Stark at 8 and Bumrah at 11.
Yeah, makes sense.
Okay, so we need more bowling. We could move De Villiers down a spot to 5. Does De Villiers bat 5 much?
He is very good at 5, I think.
He's mainly a 4, but he has.
He's mainly a 4, though. Yeah, he can bat 5, though.
Okay. So,
Shan, by the way.
Is it? Sorry.
Oh, is it my pick? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. It's just one pick for me or two?
Yeah. Just one for
you. Just one pick. Yeah. Okay. Then I will go Trent Bolt. I really wanted him in as the new ball bowler along with Mitch Stark, and Bumrah can be first change. I'm more than happy with that combination. I know there's other options as well for the third seamer, but if you already have Shakib, I think it might just work out. Let's see how the team composition goes, but purely on bowling skill, if you give it the new ball to these two guys and then you have Bumrah at the death and then you pick the spinners and all that, it'll be I think I'm more than happy with that.
I think you probably go what, 5 overs for Bolt up front and maybe 4 for Stark, and you give 1
three over or four to Bumrah in the power play.
That's what I would probably do it.
So Stark had very good middle overs numbers as well. So I was looking at the stats yesterday. 11 to 40 also Stark takes a lot of wickets in that period. And I think actually his new ball bowling might have gotten better in recent times in one day cricket, because lots of his wickets were coming in the middle and death period too. So I think that might need more of an analysis, more of a detailed look. But yeah, Stark and Bolt up front, I think that is like peak. I just want that. You associate that with 2010s. Left-arm
seamers.
Right?
Yeah, exactly. Jared, did you have both of them as well?
I had Bolt. I had Bolt ahead of Bumrah. Mm,
that's fair.
Yeah.
Mostly just because he played a lot more and also, you know, was a bit of a World Cup force, and people kind of slept on that a little bit. But yeah.
Stark stole his thunder. I would have had Bolt. Is it not Jared in the World Cups?
What was that?
Stark stole his thunder to an extent in World Cup cricket. Stark.
Yeah.
Stole his thunder.
Yeah.
Because he was so good.
So, yeah, well, he doesn't kind of get remembered, you're right, in the same way because of what happens there. So, yeah, I think I'm pretty happy with that.
You have 2 picks now, Jared.
Cricket boards actually make watching their games almost impossible. I spend almost as much time trying to find where I can view it as I do actually following the action. That is why I use NordVPN. They let me find all the cricket I want to watch while protecting me from the nasty side of the internet. Nord will free your cricket matches. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/goodareas to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan plus 4 additional months on top. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee. Watch every match with NordVPN.
I have 2 picks. Okay, well, let's pick the best opener now since we picked the rest. Let's put in Johnny Best.
I thought it was going to be either him or Roy for your best opener. That's what I was considering.
I thought you only picked Warner.
I would have had Warner ahead of Rohit as well.
I don't know if I had both.
Not
of
as
them,
an opener, so. No. Not as an opener, I think. So
I think he averaged slightly less at a faster strike rate, Warner.
But no, Jared.
No.
His average is 58 as an opener.
Overall.
Yeah, you're looking at overall.
You're looking at overall record. I think opener Rohit's.
As he only says, nah, anything before 2013, you don't look at that. since 2013.
But that, just so we're aware, that is part of this decade.
That
though,
is
right,
part of
guys?
The decade. I think that's
more than that. But there's
no. It was an opener. I mean, you guys are. It still has part of this. It doesn't disappear.
Of course, I agree.
I mean, you're more than happy to shit on Dhoni.
Yeah, of course. No, but the difference is it's at that position for Dhoni. It's not like Dhoni was shit as an opener and then great at a number six. If that was the case, I would have still picked.
I think Bairstow has the better record than Roy.
Yeah, Roy was...
my issue with Bairstow, I think, is the issue you had with Bumrah. I don't know if you played
Bairstow has the better record. Yeah.
Well, how many games did Bumrah play?
Bumrah played about 58. Oh, it's 53.
Good. Bairstow played 74.
Okay, fair. I think you're looking at overall. That makes sense. So I was just looking at him as an opener. That's why I was confused.
Hey, the issue he had purely as an opener is they couldn't get him in the side, right? Like,
yeah,
they had Hales.
Was also dead then. Yeah.
So they didn't know what to do to get him into the side. So it did take a little bit longer to get him in. And then when he came in, he just exploded, right? I think his conversion rate's almost 50-50 in that period. Like, it was, he was an absolute
beast
for a little
while. As an opener,
it's
900 and 650s. So it's actually better.
Well,
5109, just in case people missed it, for as an opener.
So, guys, who would you say had more impact in the World Cup, the 2019 World Cup? That might be Roy, no? Because he had some really game-turning innings when he came back. Like, he was just insane in that 2019 World Cup,
yeah,
at least from my memory.
The semis as well, doesn't he, Roy?
Yeah, but that was like an easy chase, and he just like completely buries Australia in that, though. Like, he absolutely dismantles them. But yeah, that's it. Yeah, I was happy with either. I had Flash.
Mm-hmm. I've already picked one spinner. Should I pick another spinner as well?
Yes, Jared, please. At least someone should pick spinners. Some representation of our community should be.
It's a weird one, the spin, isn't it?
It is,
because
I think there's two very good options.
Yeah, I think it. I don't know whether just to go with Rashid Khan, but I'm not sure how much. He doesn't seem to play that many ODIs in that period against good teams.
That's
so I don't
thing,
know
yeah.
how much he actually stands up there.
There's two more guys still.
I'll go Joe Root.
As a spinner?
No. Just, I couldn't. I'm not sure I feel confident enough in the spinners. And I think, what is Joe Root's record in that period?
Sorry, I'm just filling that in.
It's basically the same as Rohit's overall numbers, right?
Oh, yeah. You meant with the bat. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, not with the ball.
I was scared. Like, where are we facing?
I think if we're going to have Butler in this, if we're going to have Butler in the side, and a lot of that with Root, a bit like Rohit, is there's two different generations for Root in that, true. Right? You could also go on Owen Morgan there.
That's what I would have preferred, I think, actually, at four.
But I think that in this particular side, I'd rather have Root in it.
I think I had Stokes at five for more bowling.
Same, I had Stokes at five too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What bowling are we talking about? Did I miss his bowling?
As a sixth bowler, is he not... Like, if Shakib is your fifth bowler, would you rather have Stokes or Root?
I'd probably rather have Root. He spins it the other way.
Can't argue with that. I mean, you do love
Root. I mean, they didn't use Root a lot with the ball.
Yeah, because they had Moeen and Stokes most games, right?
Yeah. But I'm not sure that he's not a better bowler than... I mean, I have to go back through. Yeah, no, I'm happy with Root. I'll stick with Root. I think Root is... Root was part of that... You know, you could pick either him, Morgan, or Stokes. Mm. But one of them kind of has to be in the side because of the fact that those are the three that really change what this all is, right? What one-day cricket is. So I'll go with Root of those guys.
That's fair. Shaun, are you going to pick the spinner or the salt man? It's up to you.
Wait.
He has to pick the spinner now because he had like nine options.
What's our lineup? I think we need to see what holes are.
So we have Bairstow and Rohit opening, Virat and Root at three and four, AB at five.
Hmm.
Do you want Shakib at six or Butler at six?
That can be entry points. Butler at six. Okay. Yeah, that can be entry points, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, put point. Yeah, fair point.
So Butler at six, Shakib at seven. Stark, Bolt, and we don't have a spinner, Bumrah, and we don't have a 12th man.
All right then, yeah. I'll pick the spinner and I will go with the Imran Tahir. Thank you. 173 wickets, average of less than 25, economy rate of 4.65 for a wrist spinner in the 2010s. I think I'm more than happy with that record. And he's really good, man. Like, I enjoyed him.
He was. I wasn't sure if...
Ajmal is also really good. It was between these two for me.
Who was the other one?
Syed Ajmal. That was the other one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, the thing is that I just think that Rashid Khan is a better bowler than both of them.
That's fair.
And
that's
so the more I thought about it, the more it confused me. Yeah. But I think Imran Tahir is a pretty good pick here.
I think to quote Chayan, Rashid is the better bowler, but Imran Tahir has a better career.
Well, also, Rashid just doesn't play much ODIs against good teams.
Exactly. And that's not for his fault, right? Like, that's just the situation that...
No.
So I have the 12th man. I could go for the most 12th man-y 12th man of all time, or I could go for someone I really like.
Yeah.
I think I'll go for someone I really like. I'm going Glenn Maxwell as a 12th man.
Oh, nice. I like that.
I was thinking Maxi or Jadeja as the 12th man because Jadeja for his fielding as well.
You could have gone Stokes as well.
There's Afridi as well, guys. Afridi.
Afridi, yeah.
He's going to give you faster batting than Jadeja and I think slightly worse bowling maybe in the 2010s. Like, as a defense... Like, I know he's a wrist spinner, but he somewhat profiles as a defensive spinner. So either him or Jadeja. I want to say Jadeja has the better bowling numbers. Purely on...
Afridi is slightly better.
Oh, okay, wait. Jadeja has an economy of 4.87. Where's Afridi?
Afridi is 4.65.
Okay, no, fair. Oh, no, it's a sample size then. My bad.
Yeah.
They both have a similar average. Yeah, sample size.
I think it's just Afridi stops playing in 2015 and he was old. By then.
Yeah, so if you want a more quintessential 2010s pick, then I think Jaddu makes more sense. But even Afridi is fine. Like, either way, I think that is actually who I had as my seventh pick. I was not sure how to fit Shakib or Watson in because, like, I know they are great, but I was just like wondering where do they even fit in this whole equation and what's the best way to use
them. I think I was initially thinking, okay, like, because there's not a lot of great all-rounders, you could just go Stokes at five and Maxwell at seven and just out-bat everyone.
That's I had Stokes at five and Butler at six, And with Afridi and Jadeja at 6-7. Just at 7. Afridi slash Jadeja at 7.
And that's epic. That's it's all done. I'm just going to read out the final picks in the end. So I had AB de Villiers and Joss Butler and Jasprit Bumrah and Glenn Maxwell. Shayan had Virat Kohli, Rohit Sharma, Trent Bolt, Imran Tahir. I think he's fair to say he's won this one. Though he's got the popular vote. So Jared's gone. Mitchell Stark, Shakib Al-Hassan, Johnny Bairstow, and Joe Root. Ooh, that is a very...
I have gone absolute hipster picks, and I could not be happier with that list.
So the final team in the end is Johnny Best and Rohit Sharma opening. We have Virat Kohli at 3, Joe Root at 4, AB de Villiers at 5, Josh Butler at 6, Shakib Al Hassan at 7, Mitchell Stark at 8, Trent Bolt at 9, Jasprit Bumrah at 10, Imran Tahir at 11, and Glenn Maxwell as a 12th man. I like it. I like the overall team. I just think I wish we had a 6th bowler as well.
We don't have a sixth bowler at all, right?
Root is a sixth bowler,
I guess.
Yeah, he's okay. I don't mind Shakib because Shakib's, let's say, an 8-over bowler in that decade, guaranteed.
If you took out Besto or Rohit, Watto could come in as the opener, and then you get more bowling. But by the way, we never once mentioned Dale Steyn.
Yeah,
I was thinking Steyn.
There's many other guys, Jared.
Morkel as the first change bowler.
Should
really
you do a 15 guys?
If you're game, I don't mind.
I don't think
you really should.
I don't think we have to do a 15. I'm just saying there's some interesting bowl, interesting players that we didn't.
There's David Miller. We haven't mentioned him even once. He was pretty.
David Miller.
Yeah, David Miller's another. Hashim Amla. What's he has a strike rate about 105.
Yeah, around that. Amla, of course. Yes.
Hashim Amla's record in that period is almost identical to Rohit's again.
Yeah, overall.
Ross Taylor, Sangha. I think is the best resource of Sangha.
Best of Sangha, definitely.
But I think Sangha gets really good at ODI cricket right at the end, doesn't he? Yeah. I'm not sure he's exceptional all the way through. Yeah.
He has that.
But that isn't
burst.
All in the 2010s, right?
It's the late career.
Adil Rashid, Plunkett.
Plunkett in the list. Morne Morkel is an interesting one, Jared. Morne Morkel has a first change bowler. Even Mitch Johnson.
I didn't think Malinga had a great CV in the 2010s. I think he suffers a bit. He's one of those that suffered with the lack of reverse swing at the end. I think his numbers go down.
Well, he also did play with a spare tire around his waist for quite a while. I mean, you know, that isn't quite peak him, is it?
That's true. I can't disagree with that.
Mohammad Nabi?
Nabi, that's interesting.
Again, doesn't play the best teams, but, you know, he's a fantastic player.
It's such a ridiculously good batting decade.
Guys,
there's so many options.
Sara Pereira took 171 wickets, by the way, in the 2010s. Mm-hmm. Like, that's an insane stat.
Who did?
Sara Pereira. He took 171 wickets.
I know, but he never made any runs, did he?
He did not. Oh, Shikhar Dhawan. He's another batting wicketer we should mention.
Yeah, Dhawan was good. De Kock is...
Why did Jonathan Trott not make it?
Elite record, to be fair. Incredible record.
Do you know who has a very good record if you just look at, like, average differential?
Four-rounders.
So, Angelo Matthews.
Oh, of course.
Angelo Matthews averages 45 with the bat and 34 with the ball. He's got a plus 10. I mean, to be fair, he didn't bowl all that much and basically wasn't bowling by the end.
Did we mention Babar
Azam? I don't know if we did.
I don't think we did.
I can't remember mentioning. What was his record in that period?
55-87, like Root-esque. Overall for that decade?
There's some fun associate ones here as well. Kyle Kutzer in that period is just absolutely ridiculous. And averages, 45 or something at a strike rate of 86. A lot of that's associate cricket, but like he just was absolutely hammering associates around everywhere. But this podcast is over, and I can tell you that safely because Cheyenne has left.
Thank you so much for watching up to this point. Well, guys, we'll see you again next time. Bye. That was fun.
Thank you for listening to this podcast on the Combox Network. There is an ad-free version of this you can find by supporting us on Patreon at Good Areas Podcast. You can also access our Discord channel there. Please like, subscribe, and rate this show. Every one of these helps us. If there was a guest on a show, you can find their links in the show notes. Huge thanks to Rakshit, Ishit, and everyone else who helps us get our content out there. If you want to know more about us, head to combox.tv. If you make any content, Minvo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minvo.pro now.